fence and blows it in half. I looked at him, I said, Dad, why'd you do this? He said, I want you to understand the power of this weapon. I want you to understand the power. Everybody who owns guns, the guys you represent, they take great pride in the fact that they, in fact, but what's happened here is, look, it used to be we were dealing almost exclusively, Joe, with hunters. When I did this the first time in 94, it was the one group I had to go speak to and make sure they were satisfied with what we were doing were hunters. There's a whole new sort of group of individuals now who, I don't know what the numbers are, that never hunt at all. But they own guns for one of two reasons, self-protection, or they just like the feel of that AR-15 at the range. They like the way it feels. They just, you know, it's like driving a Ferrari, you know, I mean, it's like, it's, and so my impression is there's not the same sort of cultural norm about gun ownership with a lot of people who are buying guns now.